Time now for the Patriots Injury Report, powered by Sport and Spine Physical Therapy, Lafayette Plaza, Route 1 in Portsmouth, online at nhsportandspine.com. On line number one today, I have Dr. Dan Corsetti. Dan, I would like to talk about the season-ending injury, the hip injury, for the running back number 28, James White. What happened?
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Rob. This could be a pretty significant injury for James White. I mean, typically when a hip, like he had a subluxation, a little mini dislocation, when that occurs in just me and you, I mean, that takes some pretty significant trauma, like a car accident or a fall off a ladder. Granted, these are big guys, and when they hit each other, when they hit the ground, there's a lot of weight going through that. So when he ran on his knee on the sideline, a lot of that force got pushed through backwards into his hip and ended up pushing the ball of the ball and socket joint right out the back, partially dislocating his hip, which, again, it takes quite a bit of trauma to do that, so it ends up being a pretty significant injury. Thankfully, not a full dislocation, but there are quite a few complications that can occur in this injury that, you know, we don't have the information yet, and the Patriots are pretty good about hiding that. But even the best-case scenario, it's not good news.
Man, and do you think that this injury will be season-ending for James White?
Yeah, I mean, best-case scenario, if let's assume there's no soft tissue damage, there's no damage to the nerve that sits back there, they haven't severed the blood supply to the head of the bone, which is the most concerning complication that can occur with this, you're looking at 6 to 8 weeks in the best case scenario. You know, we can't speak to their decision-making, but the fact that they're possibly keeping out for the season, if not already decided, means maybe there is something more going on than just what you could classify as your simple dislocation, whatever that is. There might be a labral tear. There could be, like I mentioned, there's a nerve that sits back there that can be involved, the sciatic nerve. There's that blood vessel that feeds the bone itself. When that's severed in these dislocations, that can lead to a breakdown of the bone, which is a serious injury. So we'll have to wait and see, you know, what they say, if they say anything. But chances are it's not your simple subluxation or dislocation.
Oh, man. Well, Godspeed to James White. And thank you, Dr. Dan Corsetti, for the Patriots Injury Update.
Hey, thank you, Rob. Thanks for having us on, man.
The Patriots Injury Report, powered by Sport and Spine Physical Therapy, Lafayette Plaza, Route 1 in Portsmouth, online at nhsportandspine.com. Athletes treating athletes.